Good afternoon. My name is Blake Davidge, and this is John Altizer. We are consultants with Deloitte Consulting, and for the past year or so, we have supported our client with the implementation of the Recovery Act at this federal agency that we support. So today, we wanted to talk a little bit about the integrated financial and program evaluation that the agency utilized to implement and monitor progress of the Recovery Act within the agency. So after the presentation we just had, I'm kind of regretting that our slides aren't more exciting. Maybe take advantage of the dual presenters. John could have done an interpretive dance or something like that, act out evaluation. But we'll go ahead and get started. As it says, we do not have any disclosures to make at this time. Just to briefly touch on what we're going to cover, we're going to look at the goals of the presentation. A little background on the Recovery Act, the use of program implementation plans to guide and govern the programs at the federal agency we support, some of the success factors that have come out of this implementation, and potential application of these processes and procedures in future projects.
It's a large public health agency in Atlanta, Georgia. We asked our client for permission. We did not clear it through the agency. So. Yes. There you go.
For the record, John said that piece. So just briefly, we want to touch on what we're calling program implementation plans, but comprehensive program management plans that bring together individuals from across the agency, but provide a nice framework for ensuring that our programs are successful for what the dollars intended to fund, but also that we achieve compliance with the Recovery Act. Identify the role of subject matter experts in the program management process. And basically, this whole presentation is highlighting a difference between the old model of implementation and what the CDC... I didn't say the last letter, so... I knew this would be tough. What they did to ensure success in this process. So just a brief background. When the Act was passed in 2009, it presented immense opportunities for the agency to fund public health work in the state and local level. But it did present some challenges. Some of these challenges are results from having to bring individuals from across the agency that traditionally had stuck in within their functional organizations and working together to ensure that we had compliance with the Recovery Act. Some of the conditions to highlight of the Act that caused the agency to change its traditional business processes include unprecedented levels of accountability and transparency. I couldn't even tell you the number of reports that we submit. I see some heads shaking, so somebody feels the pain. But making sure that we had systems in place to capture that data, access to the data, validate the data, and report the data out in a timely manner. And there are some pretty strict deadlines with that. And the next two bullets kind of tie together. The funding was intended to stimulate the economy, so there was a need to speed up the awarding process within the agency. So funding, getting the funding out so that it was used at the state and local level and we could see some impact of this funding. So what did the agency do to implement the Act? They really used an innovative approach here for the agency and created a response team. So when the Act was announced, they brought individuals from across the agency, so not just individuals in the programs that would receive funding, but performance management experts, grants management specialists, financial management personnel, brought all of these individuals together to develop this conceptual framework for the implementation and to really utilize evaluation and monitoring throughout the process to make sure that every step of the way met compliance with the Recovery Act. That group worked together for a few months and set up the structure that we currently support, the coordinating unit. The coordinating unit is just that. We work together with CDC leadership, there we go, with the programs, with the grants office, with the financial management office and then report out to HHS. So it's a broad coordination that happens frequently, and we've set up a structure where we're coordinating with all of these groups, they're informing other groups of the pertinent information, and everyone is aware of what's going on. If there's an issue with a grant, the grants office is making everyone aware in the program and within the coordinating unit that there's an issue, and then we can inform HHS, and when the risk comes to fruition, everybody's knowledgeable and we have a process in place to mitigate that risk. So just to give an example, within the programs, they have established an account management structure where the account managers have specific accounts. So they work on a personal basis with a small number of accounts. And they meet monthly, maybe even more frequently with these accounts, so the grantees, to ensure that if there are any risk, they're monitoring those risks and reporting them out. So that provides a lot of detailed information that comes back, rolls up to the coordinating unit, and we work in collaboration with the other stakeholders to ensure that, one, we're meeting compliance, we're performing at the levels we need to, and really executing what the funds were intended to improve. So this has been very successful at CDC. As we mentioned, the funds had to go out quickly, and CDC was able to obligate 99% of all of its funds, which apparently is a pretty impressive number. By the deadline of September 30th. So now I'll turn it over to John, who will discuss the program implementation plans.
So the program implementation plans were created to facilitate efficient implementation of Recovery Act programs individually. These documents were considered an innovative approach that outlined mechanics, accountability, oversight, how the programs would be administered within the agency, how the performance would actually be measured, evaluation, and then, of course, data collection for each program. They were really well-organized tools that were actually signed off by the agency's chief financial officer, and it enabled the agency to successfully establish and operate Recovery Act. So in terms of governance, when you're looking at all the components of the program implementation plan, and I'll refer to it from here forth as a PIP, which is what we affectionately call it, these provided a structural framework that enabled programs to have effective governance over the actual program itself. These processes were integrated into their normal day-to-day operations, which this was just additional work for project officers to do. So it was good that they could actually take these and just incorporate them into what they were already doing. It included risk and performance management through frequent, and I do mean frequent, data collection and reporting. In terms of, Blake already mentioned transparency and accountability. He said that it was tremendous opportunities and challenges for the agency. It required the agency to actually modify its day-to-day operations in order to achieve the compliance of the Act. The PIPs were just another component that enabled the agency to actually achieve the compliance. And then in terms of financial spend plans, I know I'm going a little out of order. These were combined differently. But the Recovery Act developed specific financial spend plans for each individual program that truly identified exactly what the dollars would be spent on. In terms of the spend plans, it just continued to achieve the actual goals of transparency and accountability. So these are what we actually consider to be success factors and things that in terms of additional large programs that will be similar to the Recovery Act that are probably coming down shortly that the agency will actually lean on and in designing future programs. So it's the actual implementation of a comprehensive strategy. It required long hours, cross-agency and cross-functional collaboration that was somewhat unprecedented at the time. The agency was also dealing with the emergence of H1N1, so that was just another kind of side factor that was going on. But both the investment of time and manpower were considered well spent by the agency. Initially, teams developed a conceptual framework and overall guidance for the drafting of innovative proposals. They assessed the implications of the Recovery Act and developed processes necessary to implement and obligate funds provided to the agency. The time spent resulted in a comprehensive Recovery Act strategy, processes to invest and monitor funding, and ensure compliance with requirements of the Act. Initiating stakeholder collaboration. So again, cross-agency and cross-functional teams were created immediately and worked together for several months following the enactment in February of 2009. It demonstrated the importance of stakeholder collaboration across the agency and resulted in a comprehensive strategy to successfully manage $1 billion in federal funding, which was actually a small amount of the actual Recovery Act, but a huge amount for public health. This level of engagement today, while not as high as it was back in February of 2009, still remains high. Blake and I work a lot with these other programs and still some of the same components to ensure that the Recovery Act remains a success. So promoting compliance and transparency is important. The Recovery Act funds came coupled with these increased expectations. The requirements were built into the program implementation plans themselves, and all invested stakeholders understood roles and responsibilities from the outset of the act. And so obtaining that initial buy-in from all parties has eased and facilitated our efforts when it comes to reporting and us having to ask constantly for information. And it has become stronger with each subsequent reporting period, which is a quarterly basis. So facilitating communication, outreach, and training, the Recovery Act Coordination Unit, of which Blake and I make up, continues to facilitate the agency's management of the Recovery Act program, and it's relied heavily on active and robust communication, probably to the detriment of some people's inboxes, with both internal and external stakeholders. Our continued efforts with communications have actually resulted in reporting periods with 99% compliance rate, and that's over 445 individual grants, Recovery Act grants, that went out the door. So that's pretty incredible. Additionally, numerous training opportunities have been created by the Recovery Act Coordination Unit, and we've trained over 400 agency staff that have some direct or indirect involvement with the Recovery Act activities, as well as practically all grant recipients. And we still have another one on the calendar for this year. So in terms of conducting integrated evaluation, so at the end of each reporting period, we go through what we call quarterly reviews with agency senior leadership. While nuances of each program are recognized, not all the programs are created equally. We have immunizations and communities putting prevention to work and health information technologies all across the board. Each program conducts a very similar level of analysis of their program that creates efficiencies in terms of the data pull for them. And it focuses both programmatic data and financial data. And it actually eliminates a significant portion of administrative burden because it's consistent across each reporting period. So we're sending out a template, they're sending it back to us just with repopulated information. So we try to make life easier on our project officers. So in terms of application for future projects, one obvious one that we're watching very closely is obviously the Affordable Care Act and the impact that that's going to have at the CDC. We expect that the reporting and transparency and accountability requirements will still remain high. So lessons learned from the Recovery Act will continue to be leveraged in the agency's future efforts when doing these things, engaging in strategic financial and programmatic planning, leveraging program management plans or implementation plans, incorporating risk mitigation strategies into your everyday processes, integrating both transparency and accountability, fully defining your processes and procedures with flexibility to meet changing requirements because they have changed since the outset of the act, ensuring alignment to actual legislation, and finally fostering both internal agency and partner collaboration, which has been a huge impact on the success of the Recovery Act at the agency. With that.